Saddam, of savages and thugs. It is hard not to read an article which does not name the former Iraqi president without the added adjective brutal. One popular black talk show host recently described the former Iraqi head of state as a, quote, thug, unquote. His comments reminded me of an article I read several years ago before the latest Iraq war, written by a Jesuit scholar who worked with the anti-war group Voices in the Wilderness. Reverend Dr. G. Simon Harrock, writing in the October-November 2002 issue of Blueprint, a Loyola University bi-monthly journal, wrote tellingly of the false justifications for the then upcoming war and told of a parade of U.S. officials who came to Baghdad to support the Hussein regime. Reverend Dr. Harrock writes, quote, "As Saddam Hussein's human rights violations became more and more flagrant, the U.S. response was to send a parade of U.S. government representatives to support Hussein. Donald Rumsfeld, Alan Simpson, James McClure, Robert Dole, Frank Murkowski, together with U.S. Ambassador April Glaspie. Typical of their statements is one from Senator Howard Metzenbaum, announcing himself, quote, a Jew and a staunch supporter of Israel, unquote. He went on to tell Saddam that, quote, I have been sitting here and listening to you for about an hour, and I am aware that you are a strong and intelligent man and that you want peace, unquote. To quote that great American actor Keanu Reeves, whoa. I think what the honorable gentleman meant was, as long as you're whacking who we want you to whack, meaning the Iranians, you're cool with us. And Saddam Hussein did want peace, peace through war, which, with the assistance of American arms dealers on both sides, sent over 800,000 people, perhaps as many as a million men, women, and children of both Iraq and Iran, to the final peace of death. As long as Saddam was wreaking bloody havoc upon the Islamic Republic of Iran, he had no shortage of American friends. One wonders, if he was a brutal thug, what of those who aided, abetted, and armed him? Again, this fulsome praise of Saddam came after the horrors of poison gas dropped on Halabja, the Kurdish town. Indeed, when Iraq was lobbying chemical warfare against the Iranians, the U.S. support for Iraq went so far as the altering of U.S. law to allow U.S. companies to sell Iraq the resources for his WMDs and giving him satellite targeting support for his chemical weapons. When I hear such references to thugs or brutes or savages, I am reminded of what every American schoolchild reads by second grade, the Declaration of Independence. In this declaration, penned by Thomas Jefferson to state a claim against the British Crown for exciting the merciless Indian savages against us, who adopt a rule of warfare of undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions, the U.S. announces its basis for independence from its imperial ruler of England. This is one reason, Jefferson writes, why King George was unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Who, one wonders, were the real merciless savages? From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.